Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chummy, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening, dear listeners, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's quite crucial, it's very important to thank Dwight with the Home Run Program. And yeah, it's a time that we discuss issues of economics, governance and development, particularly the continent of Africa and beyond. We also look at the SADC region, and indeed, we look at domestic affairs. Actually, there is a lot of things happening. You know, I was watching the debate or the contribution in parliament, especially when it's coming to contribution of lawmakers to appropriation bills. And the simple definition of an appropriation bill is just it's a law or a proposal of the law, especially in authorizing the government to spend money for specific purpose. You understand that there was a review of the mid-year budget review. There were some additional, you know, funds to support, you know, the budget. And there was also indication of shortage of, you know, budget, and also reallocation, re-strategizing, and also to make sure that when it comes to public service, things are being done. But one thing which I have observed is that, you know, it's like, you know, lawmakers, they want to pass the law too fast. But, you know, even if, and these are things that we really need to do, to say when there is a budget committee which is drafting the budget and reviewing the budget, consists of experts, BON, finance ministers, and also economic advisors and all those things. But not all the lawmakers, not all the lawmakers from the ruling party were present at the review of the budget. And, you can prove me wrong. But what is necessary is that, in the contribution of that, it doesn't mean that you necessarily need to agree with everything. If I understand, parliamentary, you know, procedures correctly, people must contribute and say, no, okay, this is, the amount of money you are allocating to education. Can we try to adjust it this way? But just to say, guys, let us agree and pass the appropriation bill. It's quite, really, yes, to save time, but people must contribute and see how we can, you know, move forward, especially in the country where finance is a bit of a challenge, and also priorities become a lot. As you have key priorities, and you also have those emerging issues that need, you know, that need to be looked at. So we are greeting you. We understand some of you are on your way back home, some of you are on your way to work, some of you are already out, and it's just very important to say, what have you done better today, or what did you do? Better. What did you do well today? And also, what are some of the best things that you can say you have done today? Or it was just a day full of complaints? Because remember, the 24 hours that you are living in, that is the definition of your life. How many people made you angry, and how did you react to that? And who have control to make yourself happy? It's quite very important to look at that aspect, to say things can come and go, but I have power that I can be able to control my reaction over things. Things will not go well. That is the beauty of life, to say it is unfair. It is full of challenges, and that is life. And how do we navigate through? That is what is important, to say, are you closer to your goals? Because every minute counts. Every second counts. And also, are you re-strategizing? Are you planning? Are you, you know, re-looking at your goals and reset your goalpost? But yeah, that is it. But maybe before we go to the main conversation for today, this evening, just to look at some of the development, especially in Namibia. You know, the 8th administration you know, I made some changes, particularly in terms of the structure of ministerial appointment, where you have Mr. Franz Kapofi, who is the Minister of Defense, has recently appointed to be, you know, the Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy. And those are, you know, change of guards, Know that, you know, we are saying a day in politics is equivalent to 1 year, because a lot of events can happen, because within a second, you can rise to the top, and within also a second, you may also, you know, lose that power. And it depends on what have you done in those 30 seconds that you have been in power, and what life have you touched, and what contribution have you touched. Because if you go to the history of governance, you'll be able to realize that there are some, you know, kings who only lasted for 24 hours, but the impact that they have done is, you know, you can count and see. But today you are an ordinary person. Tomorrow, maybe you'll be appointed somewhere. That is how politics is working. And you may be there working hard. You think people are not recognizing your effort. It could be that one day when you wake up, you know, God remember you, and you are already somewhere. You have seen. But in the recent release statement by the president of the country, the commander-in-chief of Namibia Defense Force, that is Dr. Netumbona Nidaito, indicated that through the press release or media release, indicated that the 28th of October, President used her constitutional mandate under Article 32 of the Namibian Constitution, and Excellency Netumbona Nidaito appointed Honorable Franz Kapofi, Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs, to oversee the portfolio of industries, mines, and energy on an interim basis. Yeah, this is indicating that that the Franz Kapofi is an interim minister of now of interim minister of Ministry of Industries, Mines, and Energy. And that does not mean that he left his portfolio as a Minister of Defense. And interim is like a caretaker. You are there for some time until the person is appointed. And it also, the statement is also indicating that the President Nandindaito has earlier assumed the responsibility of the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Energy to ensure continuity of leadership in the uninterrupted delivery of service following the recent change on its leadership. Acting within the bounds of Namibian Constitution, the President is empowered to assign, reassign ministerial functions where necessary to maintain effective operation of government. You know, as we say, one day in politics equivalent to 1 year. Within 2 days, you have three ministers. And let's look at commercial break. Then come.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are looking at the statement by the president, especially appointing Minister Franz Kapofi to take care of you know, the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Energy. And when you look at Namibian politics, Mr. Franz Kapofi is one of the senior politicians, one of the seasoned senior politicians. And at one point he served as secretary to cabinet, and he's one of the only seniors, particularly from the first generation of Namibian politics, of Namibian politician post 1990, be able to understand that one of the experienced person. And remember the time of 2019, especially when unfortunate things happened, where the Minister of Justice and House official have to resign due to fish rot. I think it's also one of the people that were given interim responsibility to take care of those critical ministries while things were settling. And whatever happened, the country must be stable and business must continue. And the matter must look at an ordinary person on the ground, because what is necessary is that the state is very big. The state is very big. And whatever happened, the stability, operation, service delivery must be a key priorities. And with Namibia, it's quite interesting, especially to look at democracy. And these are also some of the things that we should thank ourselves to say. No matter the changes, Namibia is one of the most peaceful country which deal and manage change. We are expert in change management. We are expert in change management. And that we can also thank ourselves for that. But, you know, the question is that, what is the impact? What is the impact of, the operation, the management, and also the expected outcome from the critical ministry, particularly the Ministry of Mines, which is at the center of, national development, main contributor to the GDP, and also in terms of the value, which is ending either domestic or internationally. That is one of the critical ministry. Either is, this the new development in terms of investment, either is mining, either is green energy, either is our complaint that we are complaining to say electricity is expensive, that is the ministry, either is electrical vehicle cars, this is to go through that ministry. That's why it's quite very crucial and important also to look at that critical ministries and also how it will also impact the lives of Namibians. Apart from observing and also looking at the contribution, particularly to National Assembly, where there is a need or there is a plea of politicians to pass the appropriation bills. But I like what the Speaker of Parliament has indicated to say, that is not how things are being done. Although a majority agreed to say we must pass the appropriation bills, that is how things are being done. There are rules and procedures we need to follow, and we cannot pass an appropriation bills just in one day while others are not given an opportunity to contribute. And the very important thing is that lawmakers must be able to understand that when it comes to issues of national priorities, they must not just contribute in terms of supporting, but they must contribute in terms of, technical contribution. To say, yes, we are supporting this is coming from the leaders of government, business in parliament, or is coming from the Minister of Finance. However, there must be technical contribution, because technical contribution matters, because if you are blind following and you are not advising properly, then things are not going to work. Because it has been like that, and the culture should at least change to say, okay, let us support the appropriation bills to be passed with few amendments to say, you cannot just say, no, we stand up, we love what is happening, and the allocation is fine and all these things. But yeah, it's good, but let us see what else can be done, particularly in terms of the allocation of those funds. What else need to be done? And also, what needs to be changed? What money need to be put somewhere? There is always somebody who has a better ideas, but let us look at that aspect. Yeah, that was the view from the other side of Parliament. However, let us look at what are we discussing today. Today, we are curious and we are asking questions to say, when we speak about development, what do we really mean when we speak about development? What are the other means of development? Because in any discussion that you enter, either is from public sector, his private sector, is an ordinary individual. When we speak about development, people, the first thing that come into mind is money and, you know, infrastructure. So, you know, we want to develop, but people are not giving us, they are not giving us money, or the customer is not giving us money, the government is not giving us money, or there is lack of foreign direct investor or domestic investors. But is that really what development constitute? Don't we have development by other means? Let us look at what we can do within our means. Let us look at, I was watching something online where, you know, certain people within Angwena region and their traditional authorities decided to not wait for government. Then they use their manual tools, especially when it comes to preparation of the rain season, to make sure that they dig, that is the omatare, they clean their dams, and also making sure that they improve the capacity of water. But they are putting it in their own hands. They are doing it on their own, and they are not waiting for government to do that. Then the question is that, is development by other means also means that we should change our mindset? Is development by other means also means that we should not just look at finance, and we should not just look at, foreign direct investors, but there are also things that we can do within our community. What is, what is the bond that we have within our community, within our constituency? Something like, which look like a volunteering work. Let me say, is cleaning campaign. You do not need money to do the cleaning. You do not need money to organize people to do the cleaning. And, doing that extensively will already, contribute to the combating of health-related infections within your constituency, within your location, within your village, and within your area. Just community coming together to do the work on their own. Now, when you do that, it also attracts those who want to do business, because a clean environment, particularly a public area, can attract those who want to do business, something that does not require any money. When it comes to quality education, you don't need to go to school to say, what are we discussing on? What is the organization and the structure of our community? What do we discuss about? What are the youth discussing about within that community? Is that developmental? Are they talking about ideas which can be able to generate funds? Can we start from within? Because from the look of things, and you all agree with me, from the look of things, Vision 2030 is a very beautiful plan. NDP6 is a very beautiful plan. But as we have been saying to say, the problems and the challenges, no matter the contribution, no matter the assistance, no matter the new development, which will be at least be positive, no matter the new development, the challenges that Namibians are facing, we are not going to be completely solved within 5 years. And we must understand that. And what can we do to make sure that we accelerate that as citizens? We must develop the fact to say, every day I have to wake up and do something. But I cannot do it alone. Every day I have to wake up and do something. And also, I have to wake up and understand my skills that I have, so that I can work with others to complete something, either within the community, either within, the surroundings. So that's why today we are asking questions to say, is money the only thing that we need for us to develop our country? Is money the only thing that we need for us to move forward? Although money is a means of acquiring properties and also commodities, but is that the only thing? What is the quality of education that we got? How can we use that to multiply funds? How can we use that, to connect with others? And how can we use that to advise others to solve community problems? For example, an issue of safety within a constituency, within a village, in most cases does not require funds. It just require people who understand each other, people who can coordinate. in terms of security measures, people who can coordinate in terms of security measures, people who can inform the authorities within time, people who also respect each other, particularly, you know, when we are going to, when we are going to the festive seasons. And these are the time where you have issues of housebreaking and all these things. But one of the things that the money cannot buy is networking and also good relationships. The question that we're asking ourselves is that, do we have good, did we build good relations with our neighbors? I want you to think this on your own. How many of you bump into each other with your neighbors? And what is the necessity of your neighbors in your personal and also community development? Because had we created that good relationship, it's easier for you to discuss issues, and also it's easier also for you to learn from one another. Because as it has been happening at the top, where the big guys of industries and the big guys in the public sector met and discuss about the future of Namibia, it also should happen on the ground. To say, apart from money, what else can we do? Ask any young person to say, what else can you offer? No, I do not have money. Yes, but you can still be a relevant citizen based on the experience that you have, based on qualification that you have, based on the network that you have made. And I want you to get me clearly is that we are not glorifying poverty at all by any means, but we are indicating to say, as we are current, we must realize that there are things that other countries have done well and united them and also attract the aspect of fundings. Now, let me say you want to bring a certain project at the constituency. You have 250,000, for example. Then you come and you speak to a councillor, you come and speak to community leaders, and you are asking for a game plan. Not a game plan, but it's a proposal on how to do, you know, how to use that money wisely to benefit the community and indeed to be, to form a sustainable project. You know what will happen? It will take 6 months. People are fighting who is going to be the chairperson, who is going to be the treasurer, who, how the money is going to be stored, who is going to help, who to be signatory to those accounts. What this is telling us is that there is a deterioration of values and also human relations within our people. And those are the things that we really need to look at and solve before we move forward. Because giving us money and we are not coordinating, it will not assist us. Giving us good ideas and projects and we are not coordinating, it will not assist us. Or we do not trust each other, it will not assist us. That's why today we are asking questions to say, apart from money, either it's foreign direct investment, it's domestic finance, it's finance from donors, it's finance from, you know, Good Samaritans. What else is needed to make sure that development take place? And what is the definition of development to you? So let us look at a commercial break. Then we can come back with the conversation.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unseren speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Stop everything. These bargains at USave are too good to pass by. 4 kilos real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 194.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kilograms pasta polana, 109.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kilogram top score instant maize porridge, also just 109.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Rama 70% fat spread, just 27.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram U brand frozen mixed vegetables, just 36.99 Namibian dollars. You save, I save. Yes, we all save at You Save.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu teto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondado inawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chame, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. And today, we are questioning the concept of development to say, can we only speak about development when we speak about money? Can we only speak about development when we speak about foreign direct investment or when we speak about domestic investment? And the point of argument here is also to say, are we ready for the transformation of the country to a next level, to upper middle income country with equally redistributed resources where everybody is a participant in national development? Are we ready for that? And when we are ready for that, is that one of the definition of readiness of human being is mental preparedness and also physical preparedness to say, individual human quality of Namibians, what other things can we do to make sure that we are ready for development and we can also contribute to that national development? Let us look at social affairs, for example, to say in terms of promotion of quality health, in terms of, you can speak about exercising, you can speak about mental well-being, to say, how are the people preparing themselves for the transformation? Are we ready for that? Or we still, not mentally ready? How do we deal with social issues as human beings? Do we take guns and pangas when situation get tough, or do we sit on the table and say, chief, how can we solve this issue as a civilized nation? Because civilization also define development of an individual, also define how do you deal with issues without looking at the industries. How are we going to deal with issues of development? Let us look at our health structure. For example, what are some of the programs? We can ask difficult questions to say, apart from saying, no, we do not have money for, to buy medicine, or we are cutting out the middlemen. The middlemen has been, on our throats and, making three times what they've been expected and all these things. And, we're also crying to say the pharmacies are empty. People are sick every day. The question is that, what are we doing to prevent that? Then we can prevent some of the sickness. Then we can focus on other things. Because looking at the country, Namibia, as small as it is, the issue of human health, should be redefined and expanded not only to be in the hands of nurses and doctors and, you know, caregivers and caretakers within the field of health, should also go to the aspect of fitness to say, do we have proper programs at schools, in the communities that are promoting the health, the well-being of people, something that the president has mentioned in at public-private sector forum is that mental well-being, sport has a lot of advantages, particularly when it's coming to mental well-being and also physical fitness. To say, in terms of where we want to go, how fit are we? How fit are we? Just ask yourself this question to say, in the last 6 months, have you ever tried to promote your well-being, even fitness, even walking? I don't want you to run and make 25 or 30 push-ups, but just to promote your well-being in terms of health. If you ask that question and you do not have an answer, how are you going to run a fit economy if you are not fit yourself? And not only in terms of physical. We can also talk about mental toughness. How do we deal with the aspect of mental toughness? And discussion about mental fitness is quite a deep discussion. We should not only be, narrowed, to mental health, but mental toughness should also be narrowed to say, how do we deal with issues? How do we think as Namibians, particularly when you look at the development? What are the narratives that, we are driving? What is our thinking? What knowledge instilled in our mind when we look at issues of development? And when we understand that, we realize that we have a lot to do, especially in terms of personal growth and also in terms of, being ready for changes. And if we deal with those things, particularly social affairs, social development, community engagement and coordination is the only way, and those are the only time that we have discussions to say, Neman, I think instead of me debating to say, no, I'm a statistician, the other guy is a lawyer, the other guy is what, instead of us debating and scoring points at the sport bar, let us look at to say, what have we done as people who graduated through this system, education system? What have we done to make sure that at least we improve the standard of living and we improve the standard of the communities? Because what is very scary, statistics are indicating to us to say, currently as we are speaking in Namibia, those who are working are, majority of the people who are not employed are the people who have qualifications. And the majority of the people who are employed are those who do not have qualifications. Now the question that we need to ask yourself is that, let us turn the card and ask the questions to say, how do we deal with these issues properly, carefully, and in a professional manner to say, could it be that we have failed to think that obtaining a degree, obtaining a certificate, and the joy that comes with obtaining that qualification. I know there are debates around there to say, no, don't talk about my degree. It's not just a piece of paper. But can we expand that to say, yes, it's a piece of paper which comes with work in it. But the question is that, what is that degree doing to my country? Because if you are giving a comparative analysis and honestly speaking, the joy of a student or the joy of a graduate or majority of graduates in Namibia, majority of them ends at a graduation day. That is it. On apart from that, the joy of a graduate in Namibia ended at the graduation date. And that is, it's like, a marriage planned for 3 years just to have the most beautiful and fantasmagorious wedding day with pictures and beautiful white dresses. And you are trending around Instagram, but you don't know that that is only the, that you are going to be happy. And when you are looking at Namibia, I'm not saying everybody, but when you are looking at Namibia, to say a joy of a graduate in Namibia and at a graduation day, why is that the case? Why are we comparing the joy of a graduate with the joy of a beautiful bride who want to be seen as a queen at that, wedding day? But she failed to think beyond that, to say this is just the entrance. The real business will start after everything has settled. But when you come to the point of asking questions to say, could it be that we also have failed our own as a society to rethink and say, can we ever wait the papers that we are getting from this university to say, that who is educating me, can I ask him or her questions to say, what is the usefulness of the of this beautiful paper apart from getting absorbed by the system? Can I create something? Can I innovate something with this document? And how is the contribution of this paper to national priority? So let us get this short commercial break, then we can move on. But you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa komarudi dayo loka. Okone ushenjife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onoreza timwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, vera hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 45 minutes past the hour of 6. And we are progressing at an understandable pace, especially when we are looking at business and economic affairs. And today we are asking to say, apart from money, how do we view development? Apart from money, how do we view development? Is development only limited to international financial foreign direct investors and domestic investors, or we have a broader definition than that? Apart from discussing about money. And you can also expand that question. If you want to be creative, even to love, what if love without money? I know a lot of people can have debates about that aspect, but the content of the argument is here to say, the way we think about development, the way we think about changes in our community, we have much expectation, which we had and other people had. But is possible that even in in our lifetime could not be achieved. Not really necessarily because that who we expect to fulfill those expectations, we're not able to do that, or they are not having capacity to do that. It could be change of priorities. Prioritization can also change. And it could also be that challenges will emerge anytime. The plan that the previous administration in Namibia had couldn't be achieved. Not necessarily for me to speak on their behalf, but we have seen, for example, what COVID came, when COVID came and other things. But the question is also this, to say, problems will not wait for you. To say, guys, Namibia has highest unemployment in the world. Namibia, when it's coming to SADC, youth unemployment is high. Namibia is grey listed. Let us stop fighting with Russia and Ukraine while Namibia is developing. Or let us, stop with this tariff war. Maybe the country will be able to make some adjustment. Those things will not happen. And will continue to be there. So, hello?
Yes, Mr. David.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Mr. Kombe, sorry.
Yes.
Good afternoon or evening.
Yeah, good evening, how are you?
Is it the evening time now?
Yes, early evening,
Oh, early evening.
Yeah.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Yes, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to listen to your program. I just forgot that it was fixed, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe things are also getting too much on the table.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I will come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I love the way you facilitate your program is you also ask questions.
Yeah.
Even if I do not listen,
yeah,
especially when you are now saying that whom do you expect to fulfill,
yeah,
the responsibility or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So now, and I'm sure your question, and you come in with your question actually,
yeah,
so that we can better interact,
yeah,
and also not for me to go out of the topic,
yeah.
But at least I should be able to talk about...
Before you go there, I have to ask you. The other time you said you were at the gym or you were running. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Even now, I'm just by the sports field.
Do you know that you are contributing to development like that if you are fit? Because you are also going to take off the burden from the hospital to always take care of some sickness. Yeah, it looks like that, but it's true.
I'm with my coach. The coach is saying, yes, it's true, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, you are contributing to development, actually.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Because you know, we are now talking about the challenge of mental ish problem.
Yeah.
And this one's like you are saying, it is the, you know, those years we used to say, yes, we could only recognize HIV and the many other diseases which are dissimilar to others.
Yeah.
But we think that, and we know the impact.
Yeah.
That it has on the education system, on the development.
Yeah.
Because the teacher had to be absent, and the people who are sick because of the lack of wellness kind of programs.
Yeah.
Mentally and the fiscal stability. So you become sick.
Yeah, indeed.
The government spent a lot of money.
Yeah, it's true.
This boy. Eh? So now, what is that? Your discussion is in that area.
We are asking questions to say, apart from money, like foreign direct investment and domestic investment, what other form of development can we speak about? That's why we also brought the aspect of health, the aspect of community coordination, and even coming up with a project without money, and also the aspect of thinking, critical thinking on how to deal with issues.
You see, when you tell people to volunteer themselves, and therefore, if you do not attach monetary value to those activities that you are doing, it is usually many a times considered as something of no value.
Yeah, but we are wrong with that. We are wrong with that.
Yeah, we are actually wrong. We are just proving ourselves wrong now.
Mm.
So the issue of, and it's very important, like I said, for me, space is different because if I don't train, I don't jog, I'll become sick.
Yeah.
Mentally fatigued, physical fatigue, even economical fatigue, because you're not going to think critically.
Yeah, and you spend that time spending on something else.
My brother, spending on something else, you might even decide. Which is, if I was not training and all this, there were also many years ago, I think that I was neglecting it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you become very weak.
Yeah.
And you are not even doing some physical work.
Yeah.
For us, my mind has to be busy. And each and everyone, I think the problem is that this wellness program.
Yeah.
So now we just say mental and the wellness program.
Yeah.
So couple them together so that the public, it's mandatory actually.
Yeah, indeed. You know.
It's mandatory in the private sector and the government and all these things.
Yeah.
It's just that maybe, I don't know, the establishment of the structure.
Yeah.
Most of the organizational structure. The culture is to promote wellness and have productive citizens.
Yeah, and productive citizens are those who are fit.
Imagine.
Yeah, because when you look at, for example, Japan is a country which has the oldest population because they were able to maintain, their health, and they also have a very clear routine that they do. There's this festivals, and also I think even in terms of martial art, I think which one is it, China or Japan? Who brought karate?
Well, China is more of their culture, but both.
Yeah, but this one,
the Japanese,
taekwondo or something. Yeah.
Taekwondo or something like that.
Yeah.
So the Chinese, karate, kung fu, and all these other things.
Yeah. But those were supposed to be the basics. Not really to say you are prepared to fight, but when you look at, the culture of those who did karate, they understand that it's not only about physical, discipline. It's about mental.
Discipline.
It's discipline and discipline. Focus, yeah.
And the focus.
But what do we do in Namibia? We are waking up in the morning, we start arguing already.
arguing already,
yeah.
You want to
fight karate. Yeah, no, we are waking up, we are arguing, but other folks, they start jogging and also preparing themselves for the day. But we start with arguments already.
My brother, I think that's why we are saying that if it is mandatory, that program is mandatory to each and every government and the institutions.
Yeah.
They should just be complying
to
those principles. If they are not complying, that means they are killing people indirectly.
Yeah.
They are taking money from the government directly. And our children might not be even be taught. Can you see how the mentally and physical issues are waging toward our nation?
Yeah.
So it's because, and the people are committing suicides. Why do you think they are doing that? It is because they are bombarded by their social and economic problems, even political problems. So people are now arguing, like you say, in the morning, the IPC, the SWAPO, the what, all this kind of dribbling. And this one is sometimes, it will contribute to our understanding of issues.
Yeah.
But in a way, it brings them stress also. So I think you are just right. Please emphasize on those points.
Yeah.
So that we also look at our policies and rules there.
Yeah.
To see whether the people are really complying with some of these instruments.
Yes, thank you, Nick.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, we have 4 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Today we are expanding the definition of development, and also to say, apart from money, apart from infrastructure, apart from what you want to see, what else can you do to contribute to national development? Do you understand that fitness is also part of contribution to national development, mental well-being, and also community cooperation and coordination, the building of useful, reliable, and also important, the network and relationships is also part of you know, contribution to the development, to say, are you fit for change, or you just want a change in terms of, you know, free education infrastructure and also other developmental, you know, aspect. Are you ready for that? Have you prepared your mind for that? Or it's going to be a danger of disruption too? Because let us not only look at what we receive, let us look at how we can position ourselves, because the discussion should expand beyond that. To say, are you contributing to a development when you spend 5 hours at a sport bar, while others are spending, 5 hours, either exercising their physical exercise, or maybe they are capacitating themselves with a new development, either in terms of reading, in terms of informing themselves, and also in terms of, researching about what needs to be done, when, how, and also where. So it's now a high time that the conversation should not only be directed to data. The conversation should not only be directed to numbers. The conversation should also be directed to what has been, what we have been expecting. Let us look at the other way also, and also see what other things that we need to do differently, not to be the same. The same way we have been highly anticipating and expecting for people to come and do and clean our yard, people to come and also making us fit. Okay, now, if you do not have proper medical care, at least take care of yourself. At least take care of yourself. Then you remove burden. Remove burden from the public sector. So yeah, that is a conversation. That is the conversation. And also to say you always have something to do, even whether you have resources or do not have resources. But I think it's also the issue of those who are surrounding us, to say, are they supporting what we do? Or are they motivating us to be our best? Because if you are not, for example, working on any project, you are not a student, you are not working, at least waking up, show up and exercise. Go to the community and look at the problem which needs to be solved there. Talk to people. Then that is the first step that we can do. Because there is always something that you can do best within a day. So that's why today, before we sign out and give the mic to Uncle Fly and Kapateka Toka, it's quite very important also to ask yourself these questions, to say, in whatever busy day you had, what is the best thing that you have done for Namibia today? Even educating yourself, you are doing it for Namibia, because it's not only for you getting a job and start chopping the money, but you are doing it for the country also, to pay tax and also to create employment for others, and also save the community. So what is the best thing that you have done today that contribute to national development? And also, what can you do different tomorrow, particularly in the issue of this economy? So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. And see you around tomorrow, same time and same place. But no, tomorrow we'll have China Corner. China Corner, we just submit on Thursday, especially when it comes to business and economic segment. So, bye-bye.